The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Bella, get out of here.
Nah, give the cameo. Give a cameo for you.
I want to see Bella.
Come back, Bella.
We don't want to see all your headspace. We want to see your dog.
Come here, Bella. They want to see you.
What do you have?
They say that dogs looking like their owners.
Or she got braids and yeah, that's like... about right.
Bella, look at the camera.
Bella,
you're on my hair. Oh my God, you're embarrassing us.
Bella!
Whoa!
Damn, you can't get your Wi-Fi, your camera together, your dog.
Oh, she's back. Okay, wait. Bella, come on. Stop embarrassing us in front of the camera.
We in mid-January and you still got your Christmas up.
That's not Christmas. That's Walter.
Oh, no, she
got his tree
like
up.
That's what I'm saying.
Bella. Oh, Pat, I didn't even see that.
Hey, Bella.
Okay, you're so heavy.
Like your dad just brought this in.
Dog is this?
It's my dog.
I said, what kind of dog? Is she like a Corgi, something mixed?
Oh, what kind of dog? She's okay. Hey, that's enough.
That's you a pit bull.
Yeah, she's a Staffordshire mix, but I don't know what mix.
Cute dog, but breed-wise, kind of boring.
Hey!
It didn't do that for me, Pat.
I'm a huge dog lover, no offense.
I'm so sorry, Bella.
Okay, not all of us can have purse dogs, Pat.
I probably would have walked past in the adoption center.
She was looking at us in the eye. That's why we stopped. She was right by the front. She was like...
Wow, he'd be like, what about this one?
He said he wanted to walk past that dog in the
that didn't feel good. I'm sorry.
Easy.
It didn't feel good to say.
Oh no, Bella,
you gotta get past up. Let's be honest. You can't get them all.
Man, I did walk past a lot of the white ones. I did want a black one.
Damn.
Yeah. I refused. I was like, I'm getting a black dog.
You refuse to have a white dog?
I have no white nothing in my home.
If they're white or black, it's their spirit, not their fur.
Exactly. It's their spirit.
Both
they gotta
for me.
Act black.
What does that mean? They're like mean if they're black?
Nah.
Racist?
Like, yeah, I had a white shih tzu who used to bark at white people.
It's yeah. Like how, you know how like there's stuff on online, like is your dog black or white, like race-wise?
What?
I don't think it has anything to do with the look.
They have like tests?
Yeah, it's their spirit, how they act, look. Their soul.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look. Is
the white shih tzu?
My dog is gray, so what does that mean?
See, my white shih tzu, he used to bark at white people and he ate ribs. So I was like, oh, he's mad black.
How do he eat ribs?
One time I went to the Chinese spot and I got some ribs and I left it on the table and it was like ribs and some rice and shit. I turned my back for 2 seconds. That motherfucker took the whole plate of ribs and devoured it.
Well, that was
got
Cat.
The rice. You say it was hot?
That was Cat.
Those wow. Were kitty ribs.
Let me see.
Just kidding. I'm horrible today.
You are, Pat.
Jeez. See, that's why I shouldn't be earning it.
Why you got a light behind you that's not on?
Which one?
Turn it on so we can see you. Put that.
You changed the location of your computer.
No, it's always been over here. I just put the tree back there because the closet was boring.
Oh.
Because the Christmas Pac-Man, is over. Take it down. Come on, Pat.
The Pac-Man wasn't always on the right side.
Yeah, this has always been here.
Has it?
It's like a half circle. I don't think so.
It's like a half circle.
So messy. We can't tell, y'all. It's been some luck after that.
And I definitely didn't see the Christmas stuff before.
Well, who walks into an arcade and it's like, oh, it's very neat in here. Like, nobody. Arcades are arcades, you know?
My arcade's always neat. Arcade.
It's neat.
No, they're not. David Buster's ain't messy.
Yes, it is. It's just a clump of arcades and
weird. Right, but now you got all this extra stuff in there. All this little extra dumb toy stuff in there.
You got mad stools in there. What's going on?
Yeah, each one has its own stool. Where am I supposed to put a bunch of stools? I want people who use the arcade to be comfortable, which is nobody.
You got to stand. In old-fashioned town, you got to stand. Ain't nobody
That's
bringing
valid.
No stool.
That's valid.
Man, you ain't never been in no real arcade. You a poser.
You have
to see he a poser.
I don't play them ever.
That's hilarious.
I played them for my first month that I had them, and now they're like tables.
Look at you. You just throw clothes on it and shit.
Not clothes. Come on. Cool stuff.
You got cups on it and shit, like mugs. What the fuck is it? Man, you're diabolical.
It's mostly cool stuff. It's no cups and clothes. It's just cool stuff like backpacks and controllers and figurines.
You need figurines?
Get a bookshelf, Pat, and put that.
Get a shelf.
Yeah, like shelf stuff.
Cool.
A shelf. Put it on the shelf.
You don't know, they're just cool shelves.
Is it like a 3D?
Mm-hmm. It's like a 3D.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool. Meg, you don't know anything about cool stuff. Relax. Yeah,
I love Crash Bandicoot, you dumb dumb. I'm actually really good at it too.
Ooh.
And I also have cool stuff. Yes, and I have cool stuff that goes on the shelf because that's where cool shelf stuff goes.
I appreciate, Pat, how you be playing Call of Duty and you don't call me.
Damn.
You on the duty?
Every night. What are you talking about?
What you be playing?
Hardcore. You be playing core. You be playing that bullshit.
Core?
Yeah, I definitely saw that aggressive comment.
I was highly disappointed. Like, y'all not playing core.
The main difference is, like, you can't see. You don't have a radar. You can't see your bullets, all that.
No, it's like it doesn't take a whole clip to kill somebody.
Nah. Give me core.
That's so boring, man.
We could play that, but I don't know.
I know.
It requires real skill.
Marine edition. Like, anybody gonna play the real army version, Lou?
Y'all are boring. You gotta earn your UAD. You know what I'm saying? You gotta earn those things. You gotta earn them. You can't just end up like, oh, I can see everything when we spot. No.
I don't be caring. You know, I'll just be trying to have a good time. I don't like games that are too difficult. I like games that are easy, that you could just kind of like
you
chill out
have
and
fun.
Play. I don't be playing the Souls games and all this stuff where it's like, oh, you didn't. I took me 3,000 hours to beat this boss. Absolutely not.
Lulu, I low-key quit.
You about to get a Medal of Freedom. What you about to get, Lulu, playing this hardcore?
I prestige 3 times, okay?
Ooh.
I'm out there. Out here leveling up. I'm going to get my gun camos together. It's exciting.
I've been playing Marvel Rivals,
too. Do you have, like, a group of people you play with, Lou? Or you just...
I have a team of people I play with. I mostly play with Kyron Poli a lot, Keon's brother. That's the homie.
This
we play every
Poli.
Night. Uh-huh.
That is so funny. Do you have, like, are any of these eligible bachelors that
no.
you...
Oh, why are you trying to turn this into a hookup?
Think about it. That would be perfect if you date somebody who wants to play Call of Duty as much as you. That's beautiful.
But then they wouldn't see each other.
But then
yeah, we would just have screens right next to each other.
That's cool.
Y'all never did that? Y'all never did like a together online thing? That's a vibe.
I dated a guy who played Call of Duty that much, though.
What happened?
You said what?
I dated a guy who played Call of Duty that much.
What happened?
We used to play together a lot.
What happened?
Like
he was black. What?
He was whack.
Oh,
I
no.
Said, what happened?
No, he was good. We was actually really good. We would always be at the top of the leaderboard together. I had a whole different screen name too. It was just like we had a couple screen name.
You had a couple screen name?
Yeah, it was corny.
Meanwhile, Roxy's trying to meet niggas on these damn online anime games. What was that fucking game you had me playing where everybody was
Which one? No, everybody was a pigeon.
What?
Oh, Pat was pissed. Pat was so I'll be playing a lot of so I get motion sick. So I don't be playing like a lot of shooters or anything where it's too much camera moving. I'll be doing like platformers and stuff because I'll be getting nauseous for real.
Boring.
I sound like such a nerd. It's not my fault, it's my body.
I got you, girl.
I had to stop playing Arkham Knights because I got sick.
It's too much whipping. I mean, you can slow it, but I'll be getting sick. But I like sick. To play like visual novels and like those games be funny. So I had Pat come on a show that I have not dropped yet. But Pat came on there. No, they ain't even edited it yet. But Pat came on there and I was like, what game's gonna piss Pat off? And we played, I think it was like Haru Boyfriend or Haku Boyfriend or something. What? And it's a game where we are pigeons. Well, no, we're a person and everybody around us is pigeons. And it's like a dating simulation game. So we were trying to like date these pigeons and Pat was pissed.
Oh, wait, so the game is bestiality? You did?
Yes.
The fuck is wrong with you? You're literally walking through high school. They're underage pigeons too.
Not in Japan. Not in Japan.
You were the R. Kelly of pigeons?
And like
we were also students though. We were also a student.
Trying to get a feel for their personalities and stuff. And one is in PE like, and you're like, oh, cool. And then you go to math class and they're like, and you're like, oh.
Are you trying to figure out if it was a black pigeon or a white pigeon?
Do you like have conversations with them?
Yes, yeah, they speak English.
Find it.
and nothing, it leads nowhere.
That's playing.
So what's the goal? To take a pigeon to prom or something like that?
Yeah, like to
fuck
find
a pigeon.
Roam the hall and find love in between classes. We were a sophomore student. I'm finna send it to y'all right now.
Don't send it to me. Don't send it.
You're a perk. You're not a pigeon.
You're a human being. You're a meth addict.
The teacher's a pigeon.
I think
what's the purpose of the game though? What's the final? What's the end
of it? To find love with a pigeon.
Roxy.
Roxy, we're not gonna play it.
Roxy, I expected more from you, man.
Oh, it was so funny. That was my first time playing it.
Who the hell created
it? How does one even find that?
Because I was looking at visual novel games. Because the other one I really like is Dream Daddy. Pat has also played that one. That one's pretty fun. But
what is Dream Daddy?
You liked Dream Daddy. Dream Daddy, we are a single father.
I didn't. I was on camera not liking it.
We are a single father, and you move to a new neighborhood and you move in this cul-de-sac, and everybody in the cul-de-sac, well, they're all gay fathers, but they're not all single. Like, one of them's married, and he'd be cheating on his wife. And then, so what? Yeah.
It was all niggas?
Yeah, you don't remember.
DL game?
Yeah, he's a preacher. He's a white preacher named Joseph, and him and his wife be like cheating on each other, and they got three kids. So yeah, you're trying to figure out which one to date.
What?
I'll send you that one too.
Roxy, you are never picking game night ever.
Yeah, you ever. Need an imagination. You just need to be more fun. Let's make Roxy more fun. Because who the hell is searching for Dream Daddy and Pigeon Fucker?
You know what's funny? Kadeem told me about Dream Daddy. The pigeon one I found on my own. But Dream Daddy is wonderful game. You had fun. You were the one making most of the choices. See how they lie?
In Dream Daddy?
Yeah, it's on camera.
What show was that on? Because you playing me right now like I downloaded this and played on my own.
Pat did not download it. I picked the game.
What show was this?
This was on the gaming channel.
That's so funny. Pat did well. I was like, you got
you. I don't know where you went. That's
what, hey, we had a good, yeah, you was helping pick. One dude smashed us and didn't call us back.
See, I'm never going to be on your show again because I'm over here being a guest for you to bring it up years later. Like I'm playing this shit by myself.
That was on all death.
This is what happens when you do shit for friends. You'd be like, yeah, yeah, I'll show up, whatever. And then you come through, it's like, all right, so we're going to be pigeon fuckers, right?
Oh my God, that's a good place to start the first is topic, it? Y'all. Thank you for it's watching the podcast and joining us. I'm Meg Scoop. Shout out to our guest for the day, Roxy Hayes. And of course, we have our OG Lou Gonzalez and Patrick Clown.
Here comes the comments. Oh, all girl episode. Yay.
I mean, you was putting on lipstick dumb hard. Like. And your lips got dumb pink real quick. Like, you was
why
like,
they look so pink.
Ooh, sexy.
You look real cute. Go off, sis.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, back to the show. First topic is, would you rather eat a food you've never tried before, but it looks delicious, versus food you love, but it's poorly cooked?
Oh,
like how wait, poorly cooked?
What's the
like,
first one?
The first one is, would you rather eat a food you've never tried before, but it looks delicious, versus food you love, but it's poorly cooked?
Definitely. For the rest of our lives?
Yes.
For the rest of our lives?
I don't know.
Just once?
Those are different steaks.
For the year.
For the year. Okay. For the
year. Yeah, feels valid.
Feels too formal.
The one I love that's poorly cooked would piss me off. And that's happened a lot of times. Like, it's like, oh, okay, you made some, like, have you ever had some nasty ass spaghetti? Like somebody that really fucked up spaghetti. I love spaghetti.
Or some whack ass mac and cheese.
Yeah, like something you
could,
simple.
You could fuck up mac and cheese. That is not
like
simple.
You like, ooh, mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And it's
they don't have no seasoning in there. Like they bake it, but don't have no.
Or the cheese is runny.
They ain't put no garlic. I need a little garlic in mine.
Mm. Or can you mess up spaghetti though?
Yeah, that's what be pissing me off. Because how do you mess up spaghetti?
Or if you ask for a steak medium rare and it always come out well done.
And they hard cook it.
Yeah, that
hard cook it. That would piss me off more.
But if it's a food you've never tried before but looks delicious, right? It could be something you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I kind of like trying new things that...
Like, I don't like octopus. I don't want to try none of that. And people be like, oh, it's fried.
Ooh, octopus is so good.
See? Yeah. I'm cool.
I love it.
Char-grill. Sometimes, cool. Yeah. Ooh. I feel that.
I'm cool.
What's up, Herm?
What's up, Herm?
What up, Herm?
Hey, everybody.
You look nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Where have you been? You know this show start 30 minutes ago.
Come on now. You know I had to get permission to film in the soup kitchen. You know they just don't be letting me do what I want to do in here. I got to.
No, they don't let you. Because the old people home, you got to have permission for everything.
Come on now. They take a nap around this hour. I got to. Okay, let's make it quick.
It was so
pleasant. We're saying, would you rather eat a food you've never tried before, but it looks delicious, versus food you love, but poorly cooked for the rest of the year?
Well, what's your favorite food first?
Because
if it is something like spaghetti or pizza, you can't really ruin that.
You can ruin pizza first.
Oh, I'd have had some bad.
But I mean, the bad version is still very good.
No, it's not. That shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bad pizza is still edible to me. Same with spaghetti.
Have you had like Chuck E. Cheese pizza is terrible as an adult. Like that shit is gross. You would just eat, still eat that?
You're not supposed to be eating that much cheese anyway.
So yes, he will eat that.
Look at my background. Of course I'd eat. Of course I would eat Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Like I'm Postmates for lunch. What are you talking about? Okay,
you don't want to get Postmates, Chuck E.
They
Cheese.
were doing that. Some Chuck E. Cheese's were doing that in the pandemic to sell more pizza.
I'm telling you, I found out because Pat told me.
For real?
That you told her, or you forgot?
I would know what to do if I saw Chuck E. Cheese as an option in
Postmates. You can lose your mind.
Yes,
no, they made up like a fake name. I can't even remember what it was, but they made a fake name to do pizza deliveries during the
Was
pandemic.
it his name Charles?
Charles Cheese.
Charles Cheese. Edward Cheese.
It's just Charles Mozzarella.
The mouse with a fake mustache on.
And he got a suit on.
Come to my established pizza place.
First of all, I don't even know why we were so excited to be eating pizza from rats. If we really sit back and think about that, that is
Right.
completely nasty.
Because it was fun in
Well, I
there. He
mean,
had
think
on a
about how much
sweater.
shit Mickey Mouse sold us.
Oh, that's valid.
Yeah, but I would say this though. Mickey Mouse was a cute rat. The Chuck E. Cheese rat ain't never been a
Wow, he
cute
was a
rat. He was
mouse.
classy.
Yeah, he was classy.
Because
he
he had
had
on,
a
you know, fancy
homeless.
shorts, cool shoes,
Suspenders and shit.
suspenders. If you throw suspenders on any outfit, you look classy.
There you
And
go.
Ch and Chuck E. Cheese, he Chucky was kind of raggedy always. Like
Chucky
especially the
always was
animatronic one that had no eyelids, and he was just like, bah, bah, like, nah, we
He was
people
cool.
played
He
a
was cool,
banjo.
though. He was
Chucky
cool.
had a green suit. Them one of them suits that them people be trying to sell you outside. It's like, hey, you shopping today? You getting anything today?
He had a hat on.
He looked like a pimp. He didn't look trustworthy.
He looked like a pimp.
Chucky was
I'm not
trying
saying
his best.
lie.
What was that Chuck E. Cheese? Was it just an arcade and a ball pit, or what was like the
Pretty
main
much.
thing?
Probably.
Yeah. Party where people can have parties there and stuff. Oh, and that one little the money thing where the money would like slip.
Oh, yeah,
Had
he had to
like
grab the
30 seconds.
money.
The birthday kid had like 30 seconds to grab all
Oh, okay.
that was
Chuck
in all of
E.
them?
Cheese ain't have that.
I
Yeah,
ain't
I'm
never
upset. I
seen that.
don't.
And most of them, well, maybe
Yeah.
not for you, Pat, your generation, not for you. You were very young, but
They had one, but they
my
did start taking
generation.
them out.
Why did they
Man,
get
my
robbed?
generation had that. Was
Yeah, he
it
was like,
Chuck
you
E.
ain't getting
Cheese
all
in
that
the
money.
Well, there was, okay, well, back when you was young, Herman, it was Charles Entertainment Cheese.
It
Bringing
his government into play. That's crazy.
Herman just went to cheese. The
That
rat wasn't there yet. Just like,
was just
just
a
take
dude
this
named
pizza
Charles.
and play some video games. We
Hey,
ain't got no mascot.
what was his homies?
It
Who?
was bird. Wasn't like a bird. Oh no, am I
Wasn't he like a
thinking
bear?
Five Nights at Freddy's? Because they're like so similar. I don't know. I can't
I
remember.
always get confused with the Goofy movie, those
The
the possum band. So I don't really know who
possums,
any of the, I just
possums,
keep thinking of
possums.
them.
I think it wasn't a bear in there or something like
It
that.
was an Italian dude. That little
A
duck
human?
thing.
It was
Yeah,
like
he had
they had a whole
a
human.
mustache.
Let me see
Oh
this.
yeah,
Yeah,
that
he was
dog.
like
a chef or something, right?
Yeah, the dog.
Was he
It was
the
like a
owner?
country dog
Is
and
he
a
really
purple.
Chucky?
No, they had his ass in the kitchen. He never came out. I don't
Who?
remember him coming out.
Maybe
The
he just was a
white
server.
man.
How did he end up in that picture
He
that you
Oh, they
didn't
were
come
really
out.
scary. Oh my God.
Man, that's kind of
Yes.
creepy.
Yeah, they didn't get like somewhat comfortable to look at until later in life. They were scary as fuck.
Understand how children weren't crying all the time at Chuck E. Cheese.
Chucky, y'all
They
are
were
right. In line,
desensitized.
the animatronic band. He
That
does look
was they
dirty.
even.
The pizza had drugs in it. The kids didn't even know.
We was just, oh, he does look scary. Yeah, we was just hyped up
Hey, yeah,
on
here's a
sugar.
picture of him. I'm gonna send it.
Is it with his
Even
eyes?
back then,
Oh, I
there wasn't
see.
anything else for kids. Like, there was no place you could just go and, like, oh, kids, arcade. Like, there wasn't a.
Yeah, now
Mm-hmm.
all you had
It
was
was
like a
everything.
legit real arcade or the McDonald's playground.
Or, like, see, did y'all have CC's? I didn't think
Yeah, I fucking love CC.
CC's. Games in it back
Ours did. Ours had an arcade, but it was small. So yeah, we used to go to CC's all the time. But they
Oh,
start
I
get
got this.
that pizza started getting nasty. Same thing.
No, this pigeon game came
They start
up. I
get
gotta
that
get
is. They
out.
started to get. Ha! You clicked the pigeon. Yay.
That shit look
This
like
room.
spam. Like,
What
what was
is this? This look racist. What is this?
Nah, why is that black bear so scary?
Nah, I don't like that one.
This definitely was Five Nights at Freddy's inspired.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. I still this need to duck? Watch that.
No, you don't.
Was it good?
Is that the one movie is awful.
Oh, man, for real, Pat?
Yeah.
I'll say my child liked it. I'd heard no adults that liked it.
You know what's so funny? I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow.
You're going to have nightmares tonight.
Nah, they took the animatronics out.
Yeah, they don't.
They did?
Yeah,
the only one that has it is the original Chuck E. Cheese spot.
I don't know so much about Chuck E. Cheese, Pat.
Because Five Nights at Freddy's was so popular that they had to take it out. It was like a news story. Like, they took out all animatronics after Five Nights at Freddy's because they
didn't
made
that just come out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, this was like recent. This was this year. This was like news within the last few years. So the last Chuck E. Cheese is the only one that has it because people think they're too creepy now.
And you said that the movie was trash.
Movie's terrible.
Aww. But when did it?
That's not, that was a ripoff. That was the one.
Jack Black.
That's not Five Nights at Freddy's. That's, which one was that? It's
but
like
that
a,
one actually was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
They have, which one is with Nicolas Cage?
That's Four Nights at Freddy's.
You took a night off?
Willy's Wonderland.
What is that?
It's good. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Willy's Wonderland.
It's scary. Oh, it's based off of game?
No, it's just okay. So Five Nights at Freddy's got super popular, but it took them forever to make a movie. So there was like a bunch of animatronic ripoff games, movies that beat them to the punch. And one of them is like Nicolas Cage just killing a bunch of animatronics and saying one-liners. It's not great. But it's better than Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's all so Nicolas Cage movie.
I see. So they made a game after because they do have a game, but yeah, it came out after they made the movie. This game doesn't look great.
The game first.
During a movie night at the old people home, he was like, yes, I get to
movie night. Oh, Willy's Wonderland is a game.
Yeah, but it looks like it came out after because the movie came out with 22 and this just came out a couple months ago. This looks awful. I'm going to play
Hey, Meg,
it.
I have a question. So is if the food is looks well, right?
Oh, I forgot about
never
it.
Never had it. Does it taste good or is it going to taste bad?
What?
I don't know. It might taste good. It might taste bad.
So you don't know.
It just looks good.
It just looks good.
I got a life example. The first time I had ate something where it had looked bad, it actually was good. It was tasty. And now it's one of my favorite things to eat.
What trash can did you find it in?
Dang.
What part of the city was it?
I'm not going to lie to you. The trash can, this is me. You know what? I'm going to let it go, Pat. I'm going to let you go on
but
this.
What is your favorite food, though, Herm? What is it?
He was saying pussy.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Y'all are so slow.
They slow.
I am naive and green. Yes.
And then what trash can it was attached to, I was going to say Pat's mom, but then that was going to be
Oh, we doing mom jokes. Huh?
No, no, that's why
2025, huh? We doing mom jokes.
That's a lie.
That's it.
2025, huh?
back on. You better beware, Herm.
Oh, he said we to wear bomb jokes.
It's lip balm, okay?
Bang, did he go like this on his neck?
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't want sassy Pat. I apologize. I'm sorry, Pat.
So to answer that question, I'm going to go with the first one, Meg.
Okay.
Which one?
Looks good. Never had it before.
Yeah, if it's a year, new stuff. I'm okay with trying a whole bunch of new stuff.
It might be good. It might be terrible. You don't know.
Yeah.
If you're willing to like eat food that's not as good, that's familiar, instead of new stuff, you gotta, that's weird. You gotta spice your life up a little bit.
What about a plate of durian that looks so amazing because of how it's jazzed up, but then it tastes like vomit?
Can I ask y'all the craziest thing y'all eat?
I've had that. By durian.
Is it nasty? I haven't had it.
You have to get
it's not that bad. I ate it.
Certain ripeness, you gotta get it at.
Durian, it's like the it's like spiky?
It smells
Like
like
the spiky fruit that's a banned from a lot of places because of the smell.
It's so stinky. But it's actually, I mean, I had it when I tasted it was good. It tasted, you gotta
it's
get
not
it.
Good. It's definitely not good, but it's
taste
overhyped.
It smells.
Like, I think the worst thing that people can eat is chitlins. I just don't understand.
I refuse.
Here's the thing. If I eat it and I don't like it, I never have to eat it again. So move on to the next thing.
But that's your meal.
Ever for the year?
No, you know how you order something new and it's not good and you're just like, damn, I got to eat something else now.
Then that's when you hit that drive through. You be like, fuck it, man.
You got to do something new there too.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, all the time? I have to do something every new every time?
Every meal is new.
Oh.
You spend the whole day going, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to
spend
hard.
So much money.
Well you have to cover it. Just every time.
Oh, the wizard covers it. Cool.
You have every time you're eating, it's just something new that you haven't had before.
Oh, the wizard's paying for it?
No, oh, then I'm with it.
They still cost money, wizard. Right?
No, I mean, you still put whatever you're paying to eat. But let's say you're paying like, oh, I'm going to cook this week. So as you're cooking, the wizard goes, and what you thought you was cooking is not what you're cooking.
Oh, the wizard playing with my money?
Yes.
Oh, no.
This ain't the wizard's money.
That's a different.
Regular money.
Does the wizard take? Does the wizard take EBT? Am I able to
good
get?
Question. Good question.
Don't that whatever you use. Okay,
the wizard wasting my good stamps playing with my food.
Right. You know, don't be buying lobster with my EBT.
That's
wizard.
What I'm saying. That's gonna piss me off.
The wizard would be sick of y'all. He'd just be like, "Never mind. No wish. No wish.
Nothing."
It's one thing when you're running up his money, but I'm thinking I'm making lamb. Tacos and then he can put squid big back or something. I don't want that.
Okay, so it's time to vote. Would you rather eat a food you've never tried before but looks delicious, or would you rather eat food you love that's poorly cooked for the rest
never
of
never tried?
Well, now
never
I don't know. Tried.
And if we make something that we love, it just becomes horribly made, even if you make it right.
Exactly.
So once you eat a good one, it becomes horribly made.
Poorly cooked will fuck up your whole day.
Yeah.
Eating bad food fucks up your whole
day. At least
now you
got to
lie and trick
the
wizard and make him think that you didn't like it.
Oh, it's so nasty.
It's not how magic works, Roxy. It's
okay,
magic.
Wait. So hold on. What are you voting, Pat?
New stuff.
Lou,
never tried.
Roxy,
yeah, I gotta go with that one.
Okay, Herm,
vagina.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so where?
It was the echo.
Oh, so that is like, food is food. You know what I'm saying? Food is food.
That's the poorly cooked. He's going with poorly cooked because he's had.
Okay, and I'm gonna go with food you never tried. So
be eating
like
vagina
that
needs a few more minutes in the microwave. This is raw in the middle.
I like my vagina.
Your clit is overdone.
Yeah, this needs a little. This needs
we'll
45
be right
more
back
minutes.
After this.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
We're back. Next topic. Would you rather work outside with no social interaction versus an office full of drama? Now, let me explain. So work outside with no social interaction, meaning like you work on a rooftop or in a treehouse, Nobody's around
you. Treehouse.
All that.
What am I doing in a treehouse?
You have an office job in a treehouse?
You're all too old to be in a treehouse.
What am I, Bart Simpson?
I want a treehouse so bad. That sounds so much fun. You
just don't throw your timesheet out
don't
the window.
Practice anybody. You
on the ladder?
I'm not getting paid.
I'm going to work. No, you're not.
You got your lunch in a picnic basket on a rope. Like,
that sounds amazing. I want that.
It does sound fun.
You do the job, but you don't see anybody at all. This is day to day.
So the that's like working finance for the Keebler elves. You just
get a tree. Oh, that sounds great.
Doing the books.
I
would love a crazy office place. I enjoy the drama. Who want to be somewhere by themselves?
That's how you got all that gray hair. You and everybody.
Well, I used to work with kids. This from working.
That's a lot creepy. Of drama.
Kids are stressful.
Yeah, creep.
Office drama.
Hey, I told you I wasn't going to the treehouse. Y'all the ones who want to go to the treehouse.
How was their drama when there was kids?
Hey, kids be talking trash. They be they coming to tell you all they of their mess.
I almost yoked the kid up. I used to be a substitute teacher.
They be fighting.
I quit that day. I was like, yeah, I'm going to hurt him.
Yeah.
I had to pull him outside. I was like, I'm gonna hurt this kid. Yeah.
Pat is so offended because he is the kid.
It was Pat.
He doing all the drama.
I'm like, you're too old to be in the 12th grade. Too old.
I get here.
And I was a social worker. It was
wait, what kind of like social worker stuff? Like you were in the school?
Yeah, I was in the classroom.
Doing what? Supervisor?
Obviously not helping because the kids were still bad as shit.
You supposed to do?
Well, I was supposed to be a behavioral redirection type of like, hey man, you acting up. Why don't you chill out? Them niggas won't try to hear that.
Why don't you chill out is not what you tell a kid.
Did you call him buddy?
What type of
hey, man, hey buddy? Chill out.
Hey buddy.
Hey, well, calm down. It's
third day.
Huh? Well, I had ages. We had several kids. So I had ages probably from like kindergarten up to like fourth grade.
Oh, elementary. Oh,
how long did this last? Like a couple months?
No, I worked there the whole school year. I mean, I worked. This is when I was living in Philly.
One whole year?
No, I was a social worker for a couple years.
Wait, oh, do you have like a social worker background?
Yeah.
Like
nobody think I work. Everybody think I live outside. Like yo, he don't eat.
He has an empty furniture background.
You have a social.
Who doesn't
no furniture? Just a punching bag.
Oh, for real? You have a social work degree?
Yeah, not a social worker. I got a degree in communications with a focus in advertising. But I was a social worker for like 4 or 5 years.
Wait, don't you have to like be certified for that?
Yeah, you gotta get certified. You went to college? Your degree don't have to be in it.
Damn. Usually, you're telling them like, this is how you run a marketing ad, okay?
Hey,
it was like Save the Last Dance. He was trying to teach them how to dance. All right, come on, just loosen up. All right, then you collect.
Get comfortable.
He had a do-rag on? All right, kids. That's how you stay away from gangs.
I thought social workers was like supposed to be trained. Like
we had training. We did all that stuff. Like I went to training and all that. We had training every summer the people who didn't have it as an actual background.
Oh, okay.
A lot of schools will let you teach stuff or do stuff that you're not, that your degree's not in necessarily, as long as you get the certification. Yeah.
Oh, I had no certification. I was a substitute teacher.
They don't be caring. Like,
y'all
you
were all teachers?
A babysitter for the day.
I had my job interview at Panera Bread.
It wasn't even all right. You were teaching bread? What was you doing?
Hey, I was teaching a whole semester of Spanish just based off of my name alone.
That's crazy.
I don't speak no Spanish.
They just be doing. Wait, you don't speak Spanish at all, Lulu? That's
back crazy. Then. My Spanish was horrible. I'm like, my
all right.
What would you call
my lot, kids?
I used to call my mom and tell her to give me a lesson plan, and that's how we went.
Teacher, you.
Yo, they don't
why couldn't they interview you at the school though?
Just in case. There's like,
listen,
know.
She said, where can you come through at? And I said, wherever's the close to. She said, meet me at Panera Bread.
How short was the interview?
She was like, do you got a degree? I was like, yeah. I didn't even have to show it. She was like, okay, can you start tomorrow?
But so she was just ordering Panera Bread. She was
just leave me on my lunch break.
can we do this interview while I'm in line?
So she got the job before the food came out.
It's hilarious.
They really don't be checking. I taught sixth grade math. I'm terrible in math, and I taught 12th grade English, and my degree is in visual communications.
They just needed people who were alive.
Yeah, because my degree is in mass comm for writing for TV and film.
We all got communications degrees.
Everybody got communications degrees.
Yo, they don't. Yeah, and my interview was quick too. I went to the actual school though. My interview probably was like 5 minutes for real. Like somebody had quit. The person whose job I was taking over, he had got a job for the Texans. And so they needed me, and it was like the day before school started, and I wasn't even done with my certification for real. And he was like, hey, how old are you? Because you look young. And I was like, I'm 20-something. He was like, all right.
Oh, no. Roxy got
froze. That means the story was getting too long.
We got too long.
We
listen to your social worker job.
Wait. Say it again. All he asked was your age, and then what?
Oh, yeah, my age. Shut up, Herman. He just asked my age and if I could start tomorrow because school starts tomorrow.
Well, yeah, literally, I started tomorrow too. They don't give a fuck.
They don't be giving a damn. Could have
been a phone call.
Yeah,
that's what I told. I was like, we could have called me on the phone for this. I drove mad far out here.
They got to see your face and make sure you're not.
Yeah.
You.
But that's the issue. They just see your face. They don't fucking do no background. Oh, no, you good? Come on. Come on.
Oh, once I told I was an Army vet, she was like, oh, that's great. And then she sent me to Watts. I was like, bitch.
Oh, damn.
Oh, this was out here.
Yeah,
she was like, you gonna leave one war zone for another?
That's what I said. I was like, damn, I'm not trained for this. Like,
yeah,
I'd have
probably quit that first.
You said you stayed the whole year though, or some whole semester?
Pat?
No, Lulu.
Oh no, they changed me from Watts. I was only there for like a month because all the dudes were trying to holler at me. I was like, oh, this is crazy. Yeah, one was trying to pay my car note. I was like, but well.
In high school?
Right. I was like, but how much?
Yeah, they be selling drugs. Like, they be have a job. Like,
pretty stable.
He was like, I see you miss Lou in your infinity.
Damn. They called you Miss Lou?
Hey, hit me up when you ready to step it up, Lou.
Damn, you getting curved by the kids?
No, he was like, I got you. How much your car know? What's about? I got you. I was like, say less.
Did you take the money?
Extra credit. Come through.
Come learn how to lace up your Tims, baby boy.
But I feel like an office full of drama is like so, it makes the workday go by faster because they're like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are you included in the drama or is it everybody else?
I'm not.
I don't want to be in it, but I do like to laugh at the drama.
Drama is a good thing.
It'd be funny.
If you want to
be crying at work.
If Thursdays is just your drama day, that's fine. You got Friday, you good. You just pick one day where you cause the drama, and then every other day you just
it depends on the racial makeup of the office too. Like, not even playing. Like, if I'd have been in offices and be the only Black person, I don't want to be in no drama.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah, like I didn't.
And if the drama is like racist drama, then
because it that's what it's gonna be for me. Everybody's gonna be so petty.
But here in this situation, you don't get to pick what the drama is. We're just gonna say it's everything. Sometimes it's racist.
I don't know about that.
Sometimes it's sexist. Yeah. Sometimes
sometimes it's racist.
No more, Sometimes it's like people, like it's ooh, all types
drama
of
drama. Do be fun.
It sounds like a regular workplace,
but it's every day.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that every day. That's how I live my life like that already. I don't want to do that again.
Is the only trade-off that you're by yourself in the other job? The other job is straight?
Always by yourself.
And it's, and it's outside.
So you're just lonely.
Can I die at this said job by myself?
Yes.
Those jobs get lonely. I used to work at IKEA and they put me in the builder's room. I know, it's crazy.
I thought we were supposed to build it.
Yeah. Y'all built it. We built it. I was building the displays.
Oh, yeah.
But you be in there by yourself the whole, it's not as fun as you would.
I love that.
You can't listen to music?
You can, but it gets lonely.
Every day.
No, I'm good. I like being by myself sometimes. Yeah. I'm by myself a lot. I'm cool. I'm real cool.
Yeah.
I have a great time.
Like, I'll be okay. Okay. I'd rather be by myself. Like
sounds like a therapy session now, girl.
No, that's you. You're the one that can't be by yourself.
We I have trouble. I need
a social worker.
I'm okay, like by myself at home, but I don't want to go to work and never have interaction. I need
That's what it is.
But it sounds like the interactions at the other place suck.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to be at somebody fighting and people crying and stuff. I don't like them dramas because people want to tell me about it and like make me. I don't know. I got like tell me your sad story face.
Roxy,
I don't
want to hear that shit. You sit there and listen to every sad story. I have a sad story down.
Cause how? I'll be trying to leave. I'll be feeling bad. Like I see hat. It was white chick in my job, and she got cussed out in front of everybody. It was hilarious.
By you?
No, I just be chilling. And she was crying to me in the coffee area shit. It was telling me how her boyfriend had cheated on her and left her and got her pregnant and all of that stuff. And I can't just walk out.
How would you get out? That's interesting. Tell me
Are y'all
more.
Friends?
No.
I'd have been like, real girl, what?
I didn't like her. I do got her on Facebook. I hope she's doing well.
If you don't like her, then why... Why didn't you care what she thought?
I don't know. That's just rude. I wasn't raised
because
like
she
that.
Enjoys it. This is what I'm telling you.
Roxy,
you
bad.
Can easily be like, girl, that sounds like a lot, and I don't really want to be in your business. I'm
not
be
good
out.
At exiting.
That sounded nice.
Hey, girl, this shit.
That's a therapy issue, honey.
This hey, girl, be like, this she'd shit. Like, she'd be like, what? For real? Is it more to the story?
Only if I'm writing a joke, but for the most part, I don't know. It'd be stressful taking on people. It'd be stressful.
Nah, it's like watching reality TV without the commercials. I like it.
That'd be stressing me out too.
Okay, let's vote then. What are you going with? Are you doing working outside with no social interaction, or the office full of drama?
Outside, I don't want to talk to nobody.
I'm by myself. I'll be doing videos.
Just not
that's
working.
Perfect for you, Pat. Look at all the Geo Pat videos you could make.
I basically work by productive. Myself now.
Hey, Pat, can you bring the Mortal Kombat characters back?
I did enjoy that.
The what?
The Mortal Kombat characters back? That was fun.
What was that? What are you talking about?
Damn, that memory. Move a dread out the way. Maybe the brain might work.
When you was doing the Mortal Kombat tournaments and you
oh the skits.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Those
maybe.
It did work when you moved it out the way.
I told you.
I said the same thing he said.
If he puts it in a full bun, he's a fucking genius.
Oh, that's all it was. Dang, Pat. You could have
That'd be the worst power ever.
hold on.
My hair in a bun.
Like, hey, yo, what are you about to do?
You be dead already. Okay, Herm, what you picking?
I'm picking the office full of drama. I love it.
Me too. I need people. So I'd rather
take love
it. Full of drama. But it looks like the introverts by themselves with no social interaction. So we'll be right back after.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
After this. Okay, would you rather go on your dream vacation now as you are versus when you were 21?
Now.
Now?
Yeah, now. 21 me was wildin'. I would have came back pregnant.
Yo, I was, wait, hold on. I was wild at 21. Yeah, that might be a good ass time.
I was acting up. No. See?
And also, like, you might have more money now, but you also get sleepier. You'll be out as late.
I had hair at 21. I'm taking 21. Ooh, if we going on a perfect, the curls just flowing. I'm Dominican. Where am I at?
Wait, so the only difference is the age?
No,
or everything. Finances?
All of it. You're taking the dream vacation as you were when you're 21. Finances, looks, everything, or now?
I look sexier now.
Yeah, I look better now. I was broker. I was out here looking crazy, and I was hoeing it up. I would be hoeing it up in another country, and I don't want to do that. No,
yeah, I was reckless talking at 21. Like I was real reckless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat a dick. And they like
your mother should have swallowed you. Fat.
Ooh. They don't need that in Paris. Yeah, let's
go back.
Like, nah, keep your ass here.
Back then, every New York chick used to say, "Suck my dick" all the time.
That's crazy.
All the time. That was every.
I think at 21, I still was getting the Pell Grant, so I was getting money for.
Thank you, man. You was what?
That is true.
I'm going, hair and a Pell Grant, nigga, I'm bald.
No, that kind of is like,
But are we 21 in this day and age or 21 in that year?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because money was different at 21. That shit went further. My apartment was like $500.
Yeah, wait a minute, I'm rethinking.
Yeah, no, during, at 21. So the year, everything, inflation at that time, everything.
Am I balling?
Herm's like, I'm still going with 21.
Wait, Herm, what was it like when you were 21? what life was like.
Hello, guys.
I'm about to tell you, Pat, we didn't really do this gender neutral thing that you're doing now. We the dim of the days.
Wow.
Everything in black and white. Were there planes? How would you get there?
What's y'all's dream vacation? Let's start there.
Japan. Yeah. I want to go to Japan.
I'm trying to go to Japan in March, actually. We were supposed to plan Africa. Something, Roxy.
I'm broke. We're going to play when I get some money.
So you should pick 21.
Year old Roxy, did she have the money?
Oh, absolutely not. My baby was two.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying. Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Is she part of this or is it just me?
No, oh, I gotta go back. Like, leave her. You can like leave her at your grand.
Okay, I can leave her. Okay. Was they dead yet? Okay, no. Okay. She can gotta make sure the timeline. Yeah, man. But I won't be next year. I've been saving money. I see why people like this. So yeah, if you're trying to go to Japan, 2026, we're going to Japan.
Okay. Y'all trying to go to March?
What's yours? You said Japan.
Damn it, Lulu.
Japan right now, yeah. Japan. And Sweden.
Japan and Switzerland.
Damn, that's what I meant, Switzerland.
Yo, okay.
We're Sweden.
What about yours? What's your...
I want to go to Italy.
Ooh.
Mine is South Africa.
Ooh.
I like
why
that.
Why South Africa?
You said why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to go, I want to hit up the three major cities, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town, and just like...
I don't want to go to Ghana.
I mean, God,
why are you so aggressive with it?
The coast.
Because she won't go where all the white Africans is at.
Why you won't go where the black Africans? You obviously don't watch A Blood and Water on Netflix. That's where maybe
want to go. Oh, so you're basing it off of movies?
Paytron is so beautiful. And then I started like researching it, and then I watched Roman of Durban.
Oh, I have seen some clips from that. They be wildin'.
I just want to go to South Africa. So I want to hit up like the three major cities in South Africa.
That's so funny.
Apart. That's so random. I just picture everybody look like Elon Musk down there.
No, there's a lot. Like, y'all forgetting, it's still Africa. So like,
No. I think South Africa is completely different from the rest of Africa.
It's still, you go to Johannesburg. Like, there's white people there, but it's.
You been to Johannesburg yet?
No, I'm saying I look Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Like, of course, there's white people there.
Have you been to Africa?
Who, me?
It's still Africa.
Yeah.
We going this summer.
Who?
What part?
Me and the other channel I'm on. We taking a trip to Africa.
Oh.
You y'all going to South Africa?
They let the old people home go with y'all nurses.
Yeah, they using my social security.
He's stupid.
What part y'all going to?
I think Senegal.
Ooh, okay. That sounds nice.
Oh, is that where he's from? Mm-hmm. Oh, Kevin's from?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
I'm excited. But yeah, anyway, I will go to Italy.
But this ain't, but wait.
Italy's popping. I want to go back.
You've been to Italy? Oh, you did? Did you just go for your birthday?
No, I was in, where was I? I was in DR this year. I went to Italy when I was in, I used to play college basketball and high school basketball. You know, I was a star.
Oh, girl. Oh, and, let me see that hand motion.
But, you know, I used to play.
That sounds crazy. That sounds very,
you know. And, we went to Italy for a tournament. And the pizza there is just nothing like it. So. Yeah, you'll like it.
Crazy.
And it was great museums. I had some dope ass museums and stuff like that.
When are we taking an all deaf trip? Is that a thing?
Yeah, let's go.
Where are we going?
Italians. Italian basketball. Mamma mia.
That's crazy.
We should go back to Vegas.
Vegas was fun.
Vegas was fun.
I'm going up trips. So you talk about Vegas?
We're going on a field trip. No, I'd rather go at 21 now that I'm thinking about it. Because I had money at 21. I graduated college at 20. So I was working for an accounting firm at 21. I was rich. Okay.
Well, not
rich.
You have more money at 21 than you do now?
Crazy rich Asians.
No. But I was by myself. So it's like at 21.
Crazy rich half Asians.
I worked at an accounting firm. So I didn't have no expenses. My car was paid off. Well, I didn't have nothing to spend money on.
You had travel money?
Would you have your first child?
I didn't travel money then. I didn't go many places, but I should have. So
when did you have your first child, man?
33.
Oh.
You would have had a great
time. At 21?
I didn't go to South Africa.
Yeah, I was loose. I was screwed either way. Either way, the baby here already. So I want to, you know what? Let me take it in 2 years because she's going to be 18. So can I change my wizard to fast forward?
Oh, it's today.
All right.
But is it your dream vacation that you have for now? Or because I feel like my dream vacation when I was 21 was completely different.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Jamaica or something and get toe up.
Whatever your dream vacation is. So it gotta be the same whether it was 21 or 40, even if you have like different dreams.
Gotcha.
Just pick one of the dream vacations,
okay,
and then apply it to either now or 21.
I'm gonna go with now, man. I was reckless at 21. That girl don't deserve a vacation. She was wild.
She don't deserve one.
She don't, man. She was just mushing people in clubs and shit. She was
mushing people in clubs. Yeah, you don't. No, you don't go.
Stay this age.
Yeah. Golf Lulu can go with the high side.
Yes.
Who needs to go?
Yes.
What about you, Roxy, now or 21?
I'm going now, man. I was hoeing too much, and I don't need to take The pussy don't need to go on a journey around the world.
What's the pussy supposed to do? Like a boomerang.
Spin you mentioned that four around. Times. How bad was this?
Because I'm just remembering. Like I'm lucky I have one child. Let's leave it at that.
Damn. '03 was a crazy year, huh?
Woo! Hey. '03.
You got all them bodies.
What year was that?
Marathon.
Marathon. 2010.
I'm mad. Your only reasoning is because of Hoenn. That was that was it.
That's right. It. Just because it just would have been too easy for me to get snatched up. I almost did some.
Proxy,
I
didn't do. Who's snatching you up?
Hey, shut up. if you eat, they sex traffic everybody. But I was shut up, Herman. I also was just doing stupid reckless stuff. I almost did some, and I could tell this story because I didn't do it, so it's not illegal on me. It was this dude that I was talking to that was taking drugs internationally and had women going with him, and they would put the drugs up their butt. He was doing that. He got caught. So it's not even snitching. He already went to jail for years. But I was finna do it because I wanted some money. Because I was getting 50K. And I was finna do it.
Excuse me?
But I didn't do it. Yeah, I didn't do it. My brother was like, don't do it. That's stupid. And then he ended up getting caught. We was gonna go to Germany.
That's all it took to convince you? Hey, don't do it. It's stupid.
You're right.
Because we was going to Germany, we was going to London, we was going to Japan.
Hey, Pat, if he would have been that's a great idea.
I'm with it. But yeah, I told my brother about it. He's like, don't do that stupid ass shit. You gonna go to jail. And I'm like, but he's done it before. It's 50K. I'm gonna be good. It's fine. And I get to travel the world. And then I told him no. And then he ended up going to jail on that trip. And then
anytime you got to tell somebody, I'm going to be good. You ain't never good. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was like, I don't need to go on that. I didn't need to go on that trip. I would have probably.
You would have put drugs up your ass and went to jail. That's crazy.
And nobody knew where he was for years. Because they wouldn't let him call his family.
You never seen that movie where the two white girls was drug trafficking and they went to jail and in China or something like that? The film is a real old movie.
Oh, yeah. You don't do that in them communist countries.
Though. I learned real quick, boy. So, yeah, I need to go now. Now I would not put shut up, Herman. I'm still mad that you said nobody would traffic me. I would be trafficked
in certain places. Listen to me. When I say nobody.
Why don't nobody want me?
No.
No, they going to want you. It's going to take two of them to get you. It's going to be easy. That's all. They gonna be one dude puts a thing over your head and then struggles you back to the
You
bed.
Won't get the classic track.
You're right. It's gonna be six Filipino men trying to kidnap you all at once. They all just they on your shoulders and shit. Hey, you're get off.
Well, at that point, they don't want me. That's too much work. Leave her.
What about
don't
you?
Take
Kat?
Me.
Nah, you be a special request. You a specific type that they require.
You wanted me.
Oh, that is an upcharge.
That's an upcharge for you.
You know how hard it was to
tie myself up. Thank you.
Roxy looking at the receipt why am I more expensive than these other bitches?
What is extra labor charge?
Terrible. Extra labor charge.
She tastes different. She put up a struggle.
You like them like this, man.
You gotta be feisty.
I'm gonna make me have to cut this whole segment out.
Just cut it off. Why was I the only one that got a U-Haul?
Cut this whole segment. Going with? What are you going with, Pat? Now we're 21 when you worked at the arcade.
Oh, God.
It was laser tag, but there was an arcade. I'm going now.
Well, your dream vacation was laser tag?
No, he said. Well, she said, where I was working. That's where I was working.
Oh, yeah, laser tag.
Mm-hmm. But I would go now. I back then, there was nothing but trouble for me to do overseas.
I ain't gonna lie. Pat and Lulu on vacation every time I look on their page. So I don't know.
That's
so
life, huh?
I leave Friday.
That is the life. Okay, you better take advantage while you single, no kids, bruh. You better get
I'm up. Going everywhere. I don't got no attachments. I'm out.
I don't know. I kind of feel like what I want to take my... Because here's the thing. I used to travel a lot back then. Actually, I did travel a lot. Not until I was like later 20s, though. And I had a blast. I had like... I went international. I've been to so many... Like, it was so fun. But like now there's a different type. I don't want to do those things. So I'm like...
That's because you did it already.
Well, I've never been to South Africa, but I also am not going to be up. Like, I don't, I like to sleep.
Get you some B vitamins. You'll be all right.
That's what I'm saying. But even then, I'm like, I'm good.
Nah, your brain kicks in. When your brain knows you in another environment, you're not home, you're out and about, you're wired up to do different shit.
Sometimes. I be sleep in other countries.
You be going to sleep.
I don't be sleep. I be up. I'm up. I'm here.
But you know what? I will say at this day and age, because I do have more money and I would be able to do more like luxurious stuff, which is what I like. Mm-hmm. Back then, I was Grouponing it.
Slumming it.
Dubai, okay? We was on Groupon.
Yeah. In the
you're
20s.
Paying for comfort when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
I would say now. And then, Herm, what'd you say? You said 21, Roxy.
I would say 21. I mean, now it would be fun, but I would say 21 is like, I have less cares for sure. So it's like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to wild out, and then not think about it. Now,
and you have hair.
And I got hair, and I had a little bit more muscles, and I had that Pell Grant coming in. So I don't know. 21 looks
all right, man. I think a memory is a... Your memory. I had a six-pack. I had long hair. It wasn't that long ago. It was 50 years ago was not that long.
And it gave you memories of somebody else. Those are Idris Elba's memories, not yours.
I was English. I was a DJ.
I used to DJ.
I was in the wire.
I was in the wire. Okay. Oh, man.
I missed it.
And then, wait, so Lou, you said now...
Yeah.
And Roxy, you said now or 21?
For sure now.
Okay, well, it looks like the nows have it. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Squadcast. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to All Deaf. Shout out to my guests today, Roxy Hayes, Herman Rice, for joining us, and the OG Squad, Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez, and I am Meg Scoop. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.